D-Boy. Yes, it is. You know what that means. Yep, yep, yep. It means pay, pay, pay. Always looking to be that creative force and take yourself to the highest apex of yourself. Living in a place where you conduct through your conduction of energy and you start playing the tune, or you start being your own maestro of your own symphony within. A little tongue-tied on the symphony, right? Symphony within. Why you say that? Because you got 7 organs. So you got some attunement because you got some organs, some instruments that you need to play, and you need to have an attunement. Atone them. Attunement. We always are getting in here, language going into the deeper things. Thank you for the listens for the podcast, the lectures that I had just recently. Thank you for those who hit me up about it. Thank you for those who listen and the thumbs up and those who hit me up about it and the messages. And I told you, we do many things off here. We do off the cuff, which means I'll go off the cuff. I get something. It's enlightenment or something I feel, and I'll go off the cuff with it and allow it to flow through me. Or then I'll go into like this word of the day. We're going to do a word of the day today. And that word of the day is usually something that we decode what the word means, because as we've talked here before and I keep bringing up, we live in an equivocal language, and that equivocal language will tie things up. And many people don't understand words or worlds. And words are connected to energy and frequency and vibration, the 369. And when you start knowing these, you won't do the abracadabra on yourself by cursing yourself, by using words that really shrink or bring to a lower state your energy field. Otherwise, straightforward, you would quit cursing yourself if you knew that a lot of these words or meanings aren't what they sound like they mean is, or what you've been given, until you start getting some etymology and start realizing that the etymology, which is the study of words from their foundation or their origination, is where you're going to find out that certain things ain't what they seem like. And there's a song called Stairway to Heaven, and it says sometimes words just have 2 meanings, and that's what it means. But anyways, we're going to get on this word rant. And this is a very popular word, because no matter where you go or people you watch, people are people you know, whether it's on some kind of media or platform or even in your house, or family members like to rant, right? I'm very much looking always at energy, vibration, frequency, and where it's at. Personally, for me, I'm always doing the work. That's what this channel is about, doing the work on yourself, making those tools and adjustments that we talk about here. So when I look at the word rant, and I see that people are going on these rants, I go, man, I had to rant about this and rant about that. And somebody went on a rant. Somebody else over here in this other channel, they're over there ranting. All these rants. But when you really start looking at it, so I had to go and deep dive like I did. If you listen to my last one, that word complain, you start seeing complaining and you start seeing the ham hocking of yourself. You're foiling your own advancement with your energy when you do that, right? Well, this is what we're going to do here too. Always looking to build ourselves by taking out, using other words, frequency, and vibration to uplift or start structuring yourself into building your own bridge to whatever your goals are in taking yourself up, right? An uplift, an ascension, broadening your consciousness, expanding it, and what are some of the tools that you could use to help you in that construction. So look at this word rant, and like I said, it's a popular thing to get. Somebody's on a rant. We hear it all the time. I ranted, they ranted, she ranted, we all ranted. We all ranted for peanut butter, for Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich cookies. But watch this. Rant, etymology. The word is talking. Talk foolishly. Speech is bombastic. You hear what I'm saying? speech is bombastic. Empty declamation language. Watch this. Without making any sense, call it nonsense. That's my point. Think about this. The rant is a tie-in to energy, and as you know, people start ranting, they tend to rant into opinions based on the emotional part of it. And what's that emotional doing? Spiraling usually into the emotion of anger. Anger's a fire. Remember that. Anger is a fire element. One more time. Anger is a fire element. So now the fire spread. It's wildfire now. The mountain's on fire. It's not a controlled fire. It's not even somebody using the fire to cook. Or even a controlled fire when certain things may need to be burned, but you control them. This thing is blowing and it's become a wildfire, unstoppable, right? That's what a rant really is. So going back over these words real quick, it's a foolish talk, bombastic speech, empty declamation, language, without any making any sense. So what does it serve you? Telling you what, etymology starts revealing this language. Casting spells. Casting spell is spell. The spelling is the spell. It's the language. I've told you before, language is a technology. It's a gauge. It's a land gauge. Breaking down these words. Getting to know your empowerments and what deceives you or lowers your vibration. So it's nonsense. So what it means is it has no structure to any building. It's going to lower your vibration and frequency. And then, as you know, anger is something that will take you down the lowest frequency into the fact that, you know, like Buddha said, a statement by in Buddhism is that being angry and acting upon that anger is like trying to grab hot coals and throw them at somebody else, meaning you're the one that suffers the hurt and the pain and the burn. It hurts you by being angry. You're doing a disservice to your seven members of your organs. They get out of tune, out of place. Come on now. We're talking the real stuff today because that's what we do. We here, always at West Coast Uncensored, we uncensor everything and we open the sensor to them that have eyes to see something new and something powerful. Another tool that you could put in your toolbox to use for your raising of your next journey in your growth as a person. And this channel is for them that are looking for that. If you're not vibing on that vibe, you will not know a thing I'm talked about in this 814 we're at. Because this is them that have opened their mindset and are wondering, and just things have just taken another stretch in their life, or they've known this for a while and they've been working on themselves for a while. Nice breath right there. Another tool is that too. So what it does from you, I always like to say it's like ham hocking you, if I can use my southern country accent or word. And what it means with the nonsense is, notice that you need to have this goals and creativity. And if you keep creative, the things that demise you and don't add to you, but always wondering why this always happens, but you're speaking this on to you, so that's why it always happens. Going to these rants, doing these things that become popular, even popular out there, don't think that the popularity out there is always going to be for your uplifting. The popularity most of the times is out there because it helps with the demise of your frequency and vibration. Facts. Bing, bing. Bell should ring, because that was a mouthful. What I said right there was some deep truth of calculating for yourself. You talk about getting in, you know, getting weighed. What was it they used to call? I used to coach football. We used to put the kids. There was weight limits, and stuff. So we used to have to get the scale, and we'd have to balance it. And there's a word I'm looking for, balance. But that word I'm looking for, balance, is the word I'm thinking about right now. Is to balance yourself out. You need to balance yourself out. Learn to not allow things take control of the operation of self. And ranting is not the answer. Ranting, and remember this last time I did talk about another word, and the word was ignorant. Notice I said, even in that, I brought up the fact that the word ignorant has the rant at the end. And ignore, rant, connected, lower vibration. Build your vibration, choose your words constructively, wisdom-wise, to build yourself to your next journey in highest plane in your walk up a stairway, up that stairway, up that ladder. You guys have a great day. Catch me on Spotify, catch me on YouTube, catch me where you can. I'm all over with that. Catch me on D-Boy West Coast Uncensored Instagram. You guys have a great day.